At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Welcome to the Mile High Huddle podcast with your football priests, Chad Jensen and Zach Kelberman. Remember, Broncos country is not a geographic location. It's a state of being.
Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gut Reaction Podcast, the episode, Mile High Huddle Podcast, of course. I'm your host, Chad Jensen. With me, my fellow football priest, you know him, you love him, Zach Kelberman. Zach, I want to get to a super chat, but first, your gut reaction to the Broncos finally snapping the Raiders' win streak with a pretty commanding win.
Yeah, it didn't seem that way in the first half. It seemed like, here we go again, same old Broncos, Chad, and my win prediction was going to be another bust. But in the second half, I think the Patrick Surtain 100-yard pick six changed the complexity of the game. It fired up the rest of the team, and they looked completely different after that moment. But also another pinnacle point was the blow-up on the sideline between Bo Nix and Sean Payton. Very animated, very much different from his predecessor, Russell Wilson, who was just staring at the ground, looking very pensive and very passive. I like that fire from Bo Nix, and I thought he played well after that fact. They're coming together as a team, Chad. The curse is broken. Last year, they broke the curse against Kansas City. Sean Payton is changing the culture of this franchise.
Off the top rope, we've got the Lady wow. D. We got a lot of super chats to get to, but first things first, as always, ladies first, and the ladies of MHH, as is their way, often leading the charge. Lady D, we love you. Thank you so much. She says, hey, Chad, Zach, and Scott, we beat the Raiders, streak broken. Broncos win, super stoked. PS2, a game changer, 100 yards. Wow. 3-2. So proud of our team. Hashtag MHH for life. Yes, indeed. I'll say that, in a sense, PS2 took this game over because it was starting to look like the here-we-go-again Broncos until PS2 rested momentum away from the Raiders and would go on to get another pick. So PS2 finishes with two interceptions. Riley Moss gets his first career pick, which was great. And it's really cool just seeing the props, Zach, that Riley Moss is getting. Now, I want to put a pin in what you were talking about with Bo Nix and Sean Payton, but really just seeing those two corners on the outside, dude. I mean, it's been something unique to behold.
For sure. And then you add in Jalen McMillan. I'll let you handle the pronunciation.
Jaquan McMillan. No, Jaquan McMillan.
McMillan. There we go. I mean, you add him in there, Chad. I've been refraining from using the term the new no-fly zone, but how could you not? PS2 is the best cornerback in football, hands down. Riley Moss is one of the best cornerback twos in the NFL. And it's fair to say, Chad, really quickly, that they have the best cornerback tandem in the league now.
Yeah, as Scott says here, not bad for the 91st rated coverage corner in the NFL, according to PFF. PS2, that is. Chris Hernandez, what's up, brother? Whoa. Tippity top rope.
Thank you.
Force multiplication of his traditional gut reaction contribution to the channel. 34 times three wins. I love it, dude. So the win streak is the multiplication factor here. Love you, bro. Thank you so much. Legendary mythical figure of our community, Chris Hernandez, still rocking the vintage face mask, the old Huddle Up podcast mug. Those are vintage. Those are worth a little something, something, even if only to us in this crew. Chris says, Rocky start for the team, but they got it going. Loved seeing Nix get fired up on that sideline after that drop touchdown pass. And then he explains 34 times three wins. Bro, What do you make of that? Because I was trying to like slow it down after. It was hard to see during the blow up, but when later, like a possession or two later, they were kind of making peace on the sideline. And it showed a real clear kind of frontal view of Sean Payton speaking. And I was trying to slow it down and kind of like, I got a few words, but not enough to actually tell what he was saying. But yeah, I like that fire. I like the pride. Like you said, Russ kind of meek, right? And I think most rookies, you would not expect to see that. I don't know exactly what the implications of it are, to be frank, but very interesting.
They're holding the press conferences now because we're doing the gut reaction. I'm going to assume they're going to chalk it up to it being the passion of the game or a friendly disagreement. But I loved seeing that sort of emotion from Bo Nix. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Sean Payton does not respect anyone like Russell Wilson that would just take it with their eyes down. Sean Payton respects you if you open your mouth back to him and stand up for yourself. And that's what Bo Nix did. And if you watch that as well, Davis Webb is also on the sideline kind of jawing at Sean Payton as well. Taking Bo Nix aside, I don't know what the impetus of that argument was, but I love that Bo just stood up for himself there, Chad.
All right, let's catch up on a joyous Super Chat superstar rundown here. Like David Youngkin jumping in. Thank you, brother. Says Bo, 19 of 27 for 206 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 picks, and a couple of deep balls. I mean, it could have been 3 touchdowns passing, which is what I predicted. If your boy Troy Franklin catches that ball, plus he had the rushing score, the little bloop over the goal line. It was a nice game, and it started ugly. But even Zach, with an ugly start, it goes to show you, you know, I'll agree with Aaron Rodgers, at least in part, the outlier nature of last week with Bo Nix finishing with just 60 yards. I mean, even with a bad first half, in my opinion, a very disjointed first half. No negative plays minus a sack or two or whatever by Crosby, but 100-some-odd yards passing at the half goes to show you, Zach, that last week really was a unique, weird outlier.
I don't know if it was an outlier for the Jets. If you watch them today against the Vikings, the Aaron Rodgers-led offense isn't that impressive, but that's a whole other conversation. Maybe that's what the impetus was of that argument, because it came right after the dropped Troy Franklin touchdown pass. Yeah. I don't know how that was Bo Nix's fault. He put it there perfectly. Troy just has to squeeze that and make that catch. I think later on this season, Chad, here's my bold prediction. We're going to see the exact same play call with Troy Franklin making that catch for a touchdown.
It could have been that Payton was wanting him to uncork it earlier in the throw, earlier in the down, because he kind of bought time. And then he threw it somewhat late, even though he had a pretty clean pocket. And it could be just that his coach was saying, hey, man, get rid of, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, very interesting stuff. Thank you, David William Shaw. What's up, brother? The unis, the score, me screaming more. See, dude, you're a poet, and maybe you did know it. At my TV, like Kylo Ren, as we dropped that third touchdown on him, what a glorious afternoon. Hashtag Big Nix. Energy. I love it. Thank you, William. Yes, it was just one of those games. Felt good seeing him pour it on, right? Pouring it on in the top of the fourth quarter in particular. Taylor Christensen jumping in. Thank you, brothers. It's finally the streak is over. Impressed with Nix's performance. Not so much with Troy Franklin. Also impressed with VJ's adjustments. Also, what about more interceptions, Chad? I'm not sure about that last question there, Zach. I need your syntax. Am I missing something there?
I think he's just asking you, what do you think of the team picking off 3 passes or, you know, coming away with more? I might be wrong, Taylor. Please clarify for us.
But, I mean, if that's what you're asking, Taylor, it's great to see, right? First of all, 10-point swing when he picks it off in the end zone, PS2, and takes it back 100 yards. At first, I thought it was an all-time longest, and I'm like, nah, Aqib Talib, 103-yard. Had to re-update the article we posted, but so awesome to see, man. And then to see Riley Moss get his, you know, that's when I was, and then the second pick by PS2, that's when they reported on Christopher RB jumping in. What's up? That's a newer name. Welcome, Big Doc. Thank you for the super chat. Go Broncos, beat them Raiders. No fly zone 2.0. Here's something to keep the lights on. Been following since the SI article days. Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you. Don't be a stranger, man. Even if there's days you can't throw down a super chat, be active in the chat and be a part of the community and help us contribute to the conversation, bro. Thank you. Riptide, Sternad, Moss, Sertan, Nix. telling coach to let me play. Hashtag gritty. Hashtag streak broken. Knicks gave me Elway, Dan Reeves vibes. Take the damn handcuffs off, Sean. Why are you so scared? Knicks is a boss. Yeah, the vibes, man, they are kind of boss vibes. Even, I mean, not a huge day yardage-wise, but when your quarterback's responsible for 21 points alone, just the touchdowns, it's a nice day for the rookie. Plus, what did it say? Is it the first rookie ever? At the very end, first rookie quarterback to have three consecutive wins as a, for the Broncos. So positive harbingers early on, Zach, in the Bo Nix era.
Yeah, I mean, the way I can explain it with the handcuffs, your comment, Riptide, it's like every point when you're a kid, you have that moment when you're a little older that you stand up to your parents and your parents realize he's not a kid anymore. You know, he's an adult now and I have to kind of, you know, govern differently. Maybe from this point forward, Sean Payton will treat Bo Nix differently, call different plays, allow him the more freedom to, you know, exercise all that he can do on the field. I agree with you. It's still a little too horizontal for my liking in the first half, but I think that was a spark, Chad, that sideline interaction going forward for coach and quarterback.
Well, the one thing that separated this game, and this again goes to show, I hate to throw this word out there again, but the outlier nature of the first four opponents, how good those defenses were. I mean, you're throwing it horizontal, they're tackled immediately by those four defenses. And early on, that's kind of how it was. And then the Broncos kind of loosened them up, and you saw the model today, which is get it to the playmaker, let them make a play. Hopefully they make a guy miss, get you the yards after the catch. Taylor clarifying, Chad, the last chat, you said you'd like to see more picks from the Broncos. Yes, indeed. And that's what Scott was saying just barely too, that he thought that's what you meant. But thank you, bro, for the clarification. And yeah, I was happy to see it.
Even if he doesn't get the picks, I mean, quarterbacks were throwing away from PS2. He was still locking down his receivers if you follow the stats, and now he's getting the production. And this is after, Chad, he got that contract. So no days off, no step back, no regression. That's what I love most about PS2's performance.
William Shaw jumping in again to say, I don't even really have much to say. I'm just so happy. I want to give you guys money. About to run through an MFing wall right now. I'm so damn happy. Yeah, brother. See, that's the thing, and this was something interesting that I thought Luke Patterson touched on in his in his keys to victory. One of his keys was style points do matter. Now, are they going to affect it, the standings or who's ranked in what? No, this isn't college football. But if this was just, Zach, a 13-12 victory and the Broncos eked it out, we'd have fans stoked that the Broncos have won three in a row. We'd have fans in the chat right now stoked that the Broncos finally snapped the Raiders streak. But to see Bo Nix, first of all, to see the stars of the team carrying the water, seeing PS2 take things over the way he did, to see Bo Nix have some success through the air, get into a little bit of a jawing match with his own very egotistical, and I actually mean that in the best sense. Like, I'm not saying that as a negative, but a very egotistical head coach. You're seeing how style points, Zach, we're seeing it right now in the exuberance of the chat, how it does make a difference in perception of this team, not only, Zach, from the fan base internally, but the NFL at large is going to start going, okay, Broncos getting a little bit more love and attention in the wake of that kind of a win.
They deserve it. Anytime you win three in a row in the NFL, it garners attention. And we got a little taste of that last season, Chad, when they went on that 5 or 6 game winning streak, whatever it was, because that was the first time they've done so in almost a decade. So you're right. Style points don't matter, but wins do. And I don't care how small the margin is. It was a divisional game. Those are always tough. The Broncos haven't won one in 5 years. It's a good, important victory. And now the Broncos are really building momentum for the rest of the season.
Z-Bo down in Oz jumping in on Super Chat. Thank you, bro. Says, oh yeah, baby, getting there slowly but surely. The Denver D is legit. Even 33 is getting in the groove. Talking about Javonte Williams. Big hello from the land. I come from the land down under. MHH for life. And Bo 412 today. Go Broncos. Naj jumping in. What's up, dude?
Thank
brothers,
you,
feels incredible. Finally took care of business versus the Raiders. And yes, and for what it's worth, Javonte today, 13 carries, 61 yards. That's a 4.7 average. And then he also caught 5 for 50. So Pookie giving you over 100 yards from scrimmage, Zach, on a total of 18 actual touches.
I thought he looked like a poor man's Alvin Kamara today. And that's no disrespect at all, because I would sign up for that in a heartbeat, considering how poor Javonte looked in the first quarter of the season. So They're getting him going, and maybe it's one of those cases, Chad, where he had to kind of callous himself a little bit and build up stronger toward the end of the year.
Fully, and I think that the Broncos' O-line is blocking it a little bit better, but his vision is just better. Still, today I looked up. I happened to have a guitar in my hand. I was kind of absentmindedly watching the game, strumming the guitar, and then tweeting the game, right, from at Mile High Huddle. And I glance up. I was looking at the guitar, and I glance up, and I see a running back run into the back of a blocker. And I didn't even have to see the jersey number. I'm like, oh, there's Pookie. And I wait to see him. Like, he stands up. I'm like, yep, it was Javonte. But still, that was more of the exception than the rule today. Props to see Javonte Williams, Zach, finally starting to produce for his team.
Yeah, and they had Blake Watson up for this game. And, you know, they're kind of just seeing what they can do at running back with all the injuries, Estime out and Bidet out for now. So they needed Pookie to step up, Chad, and he really has the last couple weeks.
We've got the Duchess jumping in from the top rope. See the lady from MHH showing you how it's done in this WWE. Got the streak, she says. Ended. I think Bo is progressing nicely. Yeah, dude, and that's just – Michaela, I don't know about you, but – I think that in a different context, like if this was an 0-4 team going into this game, Bo Nix battling with Sean Payton on the sideline like that, it would create storylines that perhaps the Broncos would find to be extremely inconvenient and perhaps even, it's not a word, but distractionary. Instead, I think it means something different. It just shows you that he's starting to slowly come into his own. And Zach, I think, I don't know if it was you that said this earlier, if someone in the chat, but it did kind of feel like, hey, take the training wheels off. Let me make my decisions. Let me do my thing. Get off my back. Let me do my, you know, let me be me.
Yeah, that was Riptide, and it was a good point. And you made another good point in how we view things, the optics of it, because that Sean Payton, Russell Wilson sideline meltdown happened against the Lions, if I recall correctly. And the Broncos got their backs blown out in that game. Today, it happened. And the Broncos ended up victorious, and Bo Nix used that as some sort of firepower to play better, it seemed like, from my point of view, on first watch. So you're right. It's all about wins and losses in the NFL, and the Broncos are on the right side this time.
We've got the Papa Bear checking in. David McElrath, what's up, brother? Good evening, Broncos country. Chad Zach and Deacon Scott. Hashtag God bless the USA. Buckham times 3. 10-7, plus plus. MHH for life, Broncos for life, Knicks for 6. What a great victory. Yes, it was, David. Thank you, Big Doug, and appreciate your optimism. Zach and I in particular, we really appreciate that. Patriot Tex jumping in, waiting so long to see the Broncos best the Raiders. Bo got 2 passing touchdowns, should have had 3. Got to get some receivers who can make plays. Now we have a winning record. Let's Bo. Hashtag MHH for life. Yes, indeed. Now, You corrected me last week, Zach, when I was like, man, when's the last time? You're like, well, we did start 3-0. What was it, 2021? Mm-hmm. But still, it just feels a little bit different. And I love that it's a first-round drafted quarterback. And, like, the Broncos made the tough decision, and so far it's paying off. David Wilder, what's up, bro?
Good evening,
Chad, Zach, Scott, Broncos country. Not seeing the game yet, but watching red zone coverage. This seemed like a very complimentary game. Production from all 3 phases. Zach, hashtag believe, Knicks for 6, Broncos for life, MHH for life.
Thank you, David. And I want to just give a quick reminder as we're, you know, about a quarter of the way through. Hit those thumbs up. Like this podcast. Please do us a favor. It really helps us out. Someone made a comment a minute ago about the playmakers, and I just want to say, I think they have the playmakers, Chad. They're getting them open. You know, the Josh Reynolds drop touchdown, Troy Franklin drop touchdown. You have the scheme there. And if they could just catch the ball, and maybe I wouldn't be saying this after a loss, but I think you have the playmakers, you have the talent. It's just in terms of execution. And as the season goes on, I think we'll see more efficiency there.
Yeah, guys, hit them now. Let's go. We've got in the chat right now live, we've got almost 700 on YouTube. We've got, I don't know, 100 or so on Facebook. So, guys, hit the likes. Let's go. Ted Wunderlich, brother, good to see you. He says, dang, did that feel good. I went to the bathroom when the Raiders were up 10-3, and then the pick 6 happened, and we scored 34 unanswered. That's a good point. 34 unanswered. Maybe I need to take bathroom breaks more often. MHH for life, streak over. Yeah, dude, it's funny how we kind of create these weird little superstitious things, because I actually think the same way. I know you're joking, Ted, but many a truths are said in jest. Jamal Killings, great win. Broncos ending streaks 3 in a row. Broncos for life, Zach.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about earlier, Jamal. I mean, last year it was Kansas City. He also had a 3-win advantage over his predecessor, Nathaniel Hackett. This year it's the Raiders, and soon enough it'll be ending the winning record curse. Soon enough it'll be ending the playoff curse. I firmly believe that they are pointing in the right direction. And a year ago, Chad, when we were wallowing in the Broncos' misery, that's all we wanted was to be aiming in the right direction. Now we are.
All right, so last week we raffled off two Bo Nix jerseys, which I put those in the mail on Friday. So DJ and Colby, look for those coming to you this week. Today, it's game day. It's a victory. I'm going to do this always on game day. Demaryius Thomas, it's the last of the DTs. However, it's a large, okay? So this Demaryius Thomas jersey, random raffle, as long as the chat in on YouTube, as long as we get over 300, we'll raffle that out at the end. DJ Capel, by the way, in case you missed that, jersey in the mail, the Bo Nix from last week. So you'll be getting it this week sometime. Chris Chances, brother, the Sith's controls everything like the Broncos did today. The Raiders finally knew the power of the dark side. Hashtag best in the business. Hashtag Bo Vader. See, I get you. Brainstorm, what's up, brother? Menchu got pancaked. Yeah. He did that on that pick six. Zach Menchu got dealt with hard. But yes, it's a glorious day. The force is strong with this team, Zach.
And then he got benched later in the game. Just it's the whole Gardner Minshew experience. That's Vegas' problem, though.
That's right. Lawrence Rivera, what's up, brother? He says, what's up? Dat gum. That crow tastes good. All my predictions are flipped. If we keep it going, we're only going to lose 7. Yeah, maybe, dude. But you know what? I think there was one MHH staffer. I don't have it right in front of me, but I copy edited the article. So I think there was one of us on staff who predicted a Broncos loss. Everyone else predicting a pretty authoritative Broncos win. And Zach, it did not, even though the final result, like what I predicted basically was that Bo was going to have his biggest day as a pro. Three touchdown passes. I'm pretty sure I predicted 300 plus. He didn't get over 300 plus. He didn't quite get to 3 passing touchdowns, but he did have 3 touchdowns. So a lot of the predictions came out in the wash, but the way it came out in the wash, Zach, was not something really anyone on staff predicted in the round table. But still, doesn't matter how you skin that cat, it got skinned.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like, again, in the beginning of the game that it was going to be a victory for them. But I just figured, Chad, this was the week. This was the game. This was the opponent to have some sort of offensive breaking out against. And it wasn't exactly a breaking out party, but they did run the ball fairly well. Bo Nix had a couple touchdowns. It wasn't the worst game, and they get better as they went on, and another victory in the books. You never apologize for any of them, Lawrence. Certainly not this one. Streak's over.
Dude, honestly, if PS2 doesn't pick off that pass, because the way the game was flowing, they were about to score a touchdown there. We say it was a 10-point swing, but they were about to score a touchdown, dude. They were rolling. They had all the momentum. I still envision the Broncos, even with that, if possibly have been being in the cards, I still think the Broncos would have battled back, but it would have been one of those games where it goes down to the wire. Instead, that pick six, man, changed everything. Alexander Miles, incomplete. I was skeptical of VJ all last year, making Peyton look smart now. Yeah, he is. And he has been all year long, dude. All year long as Sean Payton and Bo Nix kind of go through their learning, we'll call it growing pains together, because I do think a lot of this is Sean Payton trying to shield and protect Bo Nix through scheme. And perhaps, Zach, again, that was part of what the throwdown, tiffed was, whatever, on the sideline, as Rip Dice said earlier, is like Bo Nix saying, hey, take the training wheels off, boss. Let me do my thing. But either way, VJ, while that's been going, keeping the Broncos competitive, that defense, even though early on they got punched in the mouth a couple times.
They did, and I've eaten, you know, to Lawrence's comment about 99% of crow on VJ. The one thing is the run defense. We got Deanna Hendry, $50 super. Thank you so much, Deanna. You are incredible, sincerely incredible. Thank you. I owe VJ an apology. Defense is on point. Bo is developing. It just takes time. Let Bo go be himself. Broncos win MHH for life. You're right about Bo for sure. And what I wanted to say about VJ is the run defense, Chad, I hate to be a wet blanket on a victory gut reaction, still a little too leaky for my liking. They're a little susceptible on the ground. If you can shore that up, then you have almost a Wade Phillips level of defense with that secondary, the new no-fly zone. Thank you again, Deanna.
Love you, Lady D. Reminder, guys, we get to 300 likes on YouTube. This is getting raffled tonight. This DT, it's the last one I have. I bought three or four of them like last year. They were hard to get. They're still pretty hard to find, brand new. You can find them used and stuff, but like brand new. So let's get to 300. We're at 180 right now on YouTube. Let's go. Lady D, love you so much. And yeah, maybe Sean Payton's kind of learning, hey, I mean, because even that strike to Troy Franklin, like it was a little bit out there, but that should have been caught.
Yeah.
The throw, I mean, he made several, okay, he is in fact a first-round quarterback, throws today. That one to, I mean, first of all, the back of the end zone, Josh Reynolds, great throw. The deep shot that Troy Franklin dropped, that pass that Cortland Sutton caught, you know, down the left sideline. Like Bo Nix is starting to kind of get his game legs underneath him, and it's beautiful to see. Alan Stark, yeah, brother, on Facebook. Thank you, buddy. Pat Surtain rocked it. Yes, he did. Surtain straight took the game over and gave the Broncos some momentum. Clay Wise on Facebook jumping in. Awesome to see you, bro. Thank you. He says, Nix with some fire and passion. Something Wilson lacked. Good to see some progress out of the rookie, because that was the whole thing about Wilson, you know, this whole neutral mindset philosophy. And it got old quick, because even though there are there's some wisdom to the whole neutral mindset thing, football is a game of passion, man. And if you don't play with passion, it can cost you. Alan Stark, the defense is for real and the offense is coming together, Zach.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned the passes that Bo Nix had this game. That dropped touchdown to Troy Franklin, Chad, was a thing of beauty. If you go back and watch, I don't even think Bo Nix had his feet set properly when he launched that. It was a rainbow high arcing pass right in Troy Franklin's breadbasket. So you're right. You see that first round talent. Daniel Garcia, $5 super. Thank you so much, Daniel, joining us on this gut reaction victory Sunday. Priest, the streak is over. The announcers were kind of annoying. Still don't feel the respect, but whatever. PS2, a dog. Like I said last week, let them bow. Yeah, and hopefully now, Daniel, I don't know if you're following or Chad, you're following, but the level of disrespect of Pro Football Focus they've given Patrick Surtain, rating him, I think, the 65th overall corner this past week, dropping,
no,
you know,
worse.
And I even tagged them on Twitter. You know, hey, PFF, now what? He had a 100-yard pick six. So the Broncos, maybe, Daniel, still won't get the respect they deserve, but who cares as long as they're winning football games?
Well, dude, what do you expect? It's some incel in his basement watching yeah. game film. It's like, what does this dude know? Like, yeah. Trust me, I'm not trying to betray PFF state secrets here, but from what I know of people who have worked for them, that's not far off the mark. Daniel, thank you, big dog. You're the man. And yeah, what was he, Scott? 91st ranked in coverage, right? PS2? Brutal, brutal. Give me a break. George Fox, our defense is so good, and they proved it again today. Today, the offense seemed to turn the corner. Great win. Broncos for life, MHH for life, hit the thumbs up. Yes, guys, Facebook, we need you. The algorithm on Facebook has just been weird since March of 2023. So every little like, every little share, every little click, man, we need it. It adds up. We're at 230 likes on YouTube, guys. Almost there. Keep it coming, because this raffle, it's not just the Super Chat superstars. Everybody in the chat has a chance. So hit that like button on YouTube, gang. The Boogmeister, yes. Let's go, big dogs. What a game. PS2 is no joke. Defensive MVP for sure. You know, I want to make a lot out of this, because he shuts his guy down. But what's been one of our big, I'll speak for myself. What's been one of my kind of lingering complaints about PS2 is the ball production, which, what do you expect, right? Like when quarterbacks are going away from him as consistently as they do, you understand it. But at the same time, that was the life Champ Bailey led, and his 05 and 06 seasons in particular, I think it was 18 total interceptions in 2 years, dude. Like, I wanted to see more, and perhaps I'm hoping today, Zach, was the floodgates opening for PS2 on the takeaway side things.
I don't know about that. And only reason why is, okay, a quarterback actually tested him twice this game, and what happened? Two interceptions and a pick six. I don't think a quarterback is going to throw his way much longer. But then where do you throw if you're a quarterback? Riley Moss's way, who's up and coming? Mac Millen?
Jaquan Mac Millen.
Okay. I mean, the new no-fly zone, it's going to be tough for any quarterback to find success there. But, yeah, so I don't really care what PFF has to say about PS2. Not just defensive MVP, though, Boogmeister Chat. I think maybe defensive player of the year. Am I overreacting? He's playing that well.
Okay, guys, let's do a Scott, let's do a rapid fire on the Super Chats because I don't want anybody feeling left out. We're at 260 likes, gang, on YouTube. Right now there are 700 of you live with us right now. So hurry, like it. Just like it so we can get over 300. We can do this raffle. Brian Smith, let's do some rapid fires. This is exactly what we needed, not to just win, but to beat the Raiders. Wish I could send more love. Wish I could send more, but love the content. Keep it real, boys. Go Bo Broncos. Don't even trip, brother. Don't even trip. We appreciate you. Riptide, again, I need to see more of little Jordan Humphrey. Dude has ball skills. Yeah, that was a nice play, man. That's what I'm talking about. Making guys miss, picking up the extra yards. Playing with a little bit more twitch and passion today, a little more confidence. Lawrence Rivera, is it still considered squab if it's crow? Brendacho, you made me chuckle there, Lawrence. In less than two, hey, good to see you, big dog. In less than two seasons, Sean Payton has ended the Chiefs Raiders win streaks, crafted a top five defense, drafted a franchise quarterback, above 500 finish, and a playoff appearance next? Question mark. I'm Ron Burgundy. Possibly, bro. Possibly. We shall see. I'm staying positive, and as it stands, man, the Broncos are in the mix, baby. 3-2 on the season. I can take a look at the AFC West here in a second, but Zach.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to say it's VJ with the top five defense, but it was Sean Payton who went against the grain and rehired VJ, a decision I wasn't, you know, big on, but prove me wrong eating crow on that. That's what I said earlier, and he's checked every box off. The next one is a winning record and then eventually a playoff berth.
So the Chargers are on bye. They're 2-2. So here's your AFC West standings. Chiefs still undefeated. They play
tomorrow
night. But who are they playing? They're playing the Saints. All right. And then Broncos at 3-2. Chargers 2-2. Raiders 2-3. That's your current AFC West. Diamond Rattler, what's up, bro? PS2, let's go. Yes, let's go. Robert Odison in the house. Good to see you, bro. Longtime Super Chat superstar saying Knicks is going to be a stud. Love from Nevada. Appreciate you, big dog. Great to see you. Phil McLaughlin down in Tucson. See, everybody proven in the chat that Broncos country, not a geographic location, baby. It's a state of being. You know this. Afternoon, Chad, Zach, and Deacon Scott yelling and screaming with some Irish fans over here in Dublin. What are you doing in Dublin, dude? That's rad. Home of the great Conor McGregor. Love the offense. Finally opening up. Franklin dropping touchdowns. Knicks yelling at Peyton. 11 players catching a Knicks ball. Game had everything. Hashtag Buckham, MHH for life, Bronx for life, hashtag drunken Irishman. Cool, man. Interesting anecdotes. Thank you for sharing. Safe travels. Hope you enjoy your trip. And yeah, I mean, for posterity here, Zach, Bo Nix, I'm just confirming 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 11 indeed, Zach. 11 different receivers caught a pass today. Clay Wise, several predictions of a 3-win season for Denver. 3 in a row after 5. This team. I don't think so, Broncos for life. That's for sure, Zach. They're saying that.
Remember all the predictions that the Broncos were going to have the number one overall pick next year? It was always so ridiculous when Sean Payton's never lost more than 7 games in a season. Or never lost more? One more? Less than 7 games in a season. Yeah. I don't know why I gave myself a brain fart there. But yeah, the Broncos are well on their way to disproving a lot of people wrong.
Brandon Williams, and by the way, guys, we're at 298 on YouTube. We're almost over that hump. Brandon Williams, I think if they get Knicks another real weapon and more time in the system, he could really do things. He keeps improving. Well, yeah, the whole more time in the system, that's going to come as the season marches on. It'll be interesting to see if the Broncos do anything at the trade deadline November 5th. Rumor mill started firing off this past week. I'm not sure there's really anybody that's going to be a game changer that's available for the Broncos. Although Devontae Adams did request a trade, I doubt the Raiders are trying to trade him to the Broncos, though.
I will say I'm not going to ever regret the Bo Nix decision in the near future, it looks like. But Brock Bowers, who the Raiders took a pick after Bo Nix, is looking like the real deal. I wish the Broncos had their own Brock Bowers. I will say that, Brandon. But like Chad said, I don't think they're going to go out and be too aggressive getting that type of guy.
Lee Bowden across the pond, brother. Is it Bowden or Bodden? Tell us in the chat. Bo having to go at Sean will make Sean love him more. That's kind of what that's the Drew Brees philosophy. The cuffs are coming off. Yes, indeed, brother. Michaela jumping in again. Thank you, Duchess.
Thank you, Michaela.
Big boy Bo. He is growing up so fast. Yeah, he's like our little tyke, you know, that we raised from a pup. Here he goes, you know. I love it. Yeah, thank you so much, Michaela. And that's what this team, I mean, a franchise quarterback is the tide that raises all ships. And Zach, let's not, you know, let's be honest. There's still a lot of holes on this roster. I mean, even on offense, sometimes painfully slow, some of these receivers, you know, but it was, you're starting to see how a competent quarterback and a franchise, young budding franchise guy, that can change the game. But Zach, Sean Payton dealt with questions for all season long. He's dealt with questions about Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin, but you're seeing him make a more concerted effort to get him involved. Franklin dropped that touchdown, was targeted twice today, one catch for 20. Marvin Mims, you know, he had one reception for 7 and then he had a rush for 17 yards. So take it by the inch, it's a cinch, I guess, Zach. By the yard, it gets hard.
And Deanna hopping in again. Thank you so much, Deanna. Seriously, $50 super. You are, I'm running out of superlatives to talk about you with. You are incredibly amazing. Thank you. Moss, Lil Jordan Humphrey, and Marvin Mims all looking good. Nix is definitely our franchise quarterback. Uniforms looked amazing. I'll talk about that in a second because it made me happy. Love you, Broncos country, MHH for life, Denver Broncos for life. Thank you so much, Deanna, for life. Appreciate you. And Chad, they looked amazing on screen, like on Twitter, but seeing them out on the field, those throwbacks are elite. They are the best in the NFL, and I still wish they'd be the Broncos primaries.
Yes, indeed. Love them. They're popping, man. They are popping. They look good. Reminds me, seriously, of being a kid again. You know, being a kid from the 80s and early 90s where I had the Three Amigos and, you know, Elway on my wall and all that stuff. But so cool to see. It looked good. And how fitting. You know, the Broncos knew what they were doing, Zach, putting that the debut of that throwback this week on the schedule against the Raiders, because it looked like a classic throwdown, you know, like old school, you know, just different guys wearing different numbers. Brian Stacy Morgan jumping in on Facebook to say it's time to stop focusing on the quarterback and focus on the other 51 doing their jobs. Hashtag catch the damn ball. Amen, bro, on the catching the ball thing, man. And it's unfortunate too that it's his boy, you know, that they've been together for a few years now. Troy Franklin is the guy letting him down, unfortunately, in that deep shot that was like just so would have been just like, what? Your mind is blown. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember how that possession ended, but I think they punted, right?
I believe. Yeah.
Tariq Candle. What's up, dude? Or Tarek? 1,000 stars for that PS2 tutty to the house, bro. Thank you. Big baller stars. You're a prince. Really appreciate you helping us keep the lights on. And for what it's worth, guys, we're officially over 300. We're at 326. Now, let's make it interesting, all right? We've got on YouTube, still with us live, 670. Let's get over 500 and do something really cool, all right? Last week, the gut reaction had something like 1,500 likes. Let's push. Let's at least get over 500. David Yunkin, Bo can throw the deep ball, but he just needs a little time for it to develop. Yeah, I think one thing I'll agree with the television broadcast today, Zach, was early on, you know, you're talking first of the third quarter before the floodgates really opened. Like that pick six obviously kind of turned the game around, but the floodgates started opening for the offense in the second half. And I think they were right to say things just looked a little out of sync, right? The timing of some of these routes and stuff, and time on task, dude. You just give them a little bit more time and these things are going to start coming together, and then it's going to really be gangbusters.
Yeah, and the thing with the deep ball I've noticed about Bo Nix is that he's a little too, I would say, anxious or giddy in the pocket to launch it and let it go. He doesn't set his feet. He doesn't transfer his power from his hips and from his legs. It's all arm that he's throwing with, and you still saw that on that Troy Franklin rainbow, but you couldn't put in any better David if you handed it to Troy Franklin on the field. So it's going to come with time and they'll get that down, but it's encouraging that Bo has disproved that narrative that he can't throw deep. He has no arm strength, yada, yada. It's all inaccurate.
Thank you, David. Sebastian Walker checking in. What's up, bro? Saying, hey, Chad and Zach, finally beating the Raiders and the Broncos have jumped up to being second in our division. And I love Bo Nix's fire and Pat Surtain is the man. Go Broncos, hashtag Mile High Huddle. Thank you, brother. And yes, we're celebrating right alongside you, my friend. It feels good, doesn't it? Steve Hale jumping in. Semper Fi, fellas, right back at you, brother. Thank you. How lucky are we to be Broncos fans? Everyone on my fantasy team is a Bronco. They call me crazy. I say the Broncos are awesome. That's how I roll. That's cool. My cousin, shout out to Big Trav. You know, he's a fantasy geek, plays fantasy football, takes it very seriously. Zach, he'll draft Broncos, but how's he do it if they're – oh, I just got it backwards. Forget that little – shout out to Big Trav, but I just kind of twisted the anecdote, so I'm not going to make myself look any more ridiculous. But shout out, Steve Hale, you got big cojones, Broncos all the way on your fantasy team. DJ, did you hear me earlier? Jersey shipping out – or shipped out on Friday, so you should see it this week. What's going on, my brothers? My favorite show. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, DJ.
I believe Jim Remix VJ Defense. We're looking like a playoff team. Drew said Nix needs to snap it, Sean. Show the world you have an arm. Franklin needs to show up. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, brother. I'm not sure about the Jim part there, Zach, but everything he said, amen to that, Capo.
I would assume Jim Leonard and his hiring has kind of helped the defense, which is 100% true. We said it when he was hired. It's a steal of an addition for them. A guy who could have been a coach or a DC elsewhere is now a positional coach in Denver. He's done wonders for that whole secondary. Even PJ Locke has looked more consistent. Brandon Jones making plays last week. Riley Moss stepping up. And now PS2 with a 100-yard pick six. Shout out Jim Leonard. Shout out VJ. Shout out the Broncos.
Eddie Vasquez jumping in. What's up, bro? Well deserved. We did it finally. Hashtag Broncos Country, Broncos for life. Thank you, Eddie. So good to see you. One of our longtime Super Chat superstars. Brian Stacy Morgan on Facebook. It's time to stop focusing on the quarterback. Yeah, we got that one from Brian. Thank you, bro. Riptide, the interaction of Sean and Bo reminds me of those times my son clapped back at me and made me proud. I know, right? As a father of three sons who have either are teens or were teens, you know, my oldest recently turned 22. You know, I'm older than I look. But when you're handing out that discipline to, say, a 15, 16, 17-year-old, maybe they've got wills, and they clap back at you, there's that part of you that your dander gets up, and you're like, oh, I'm being disrespected. But there's also that part of you that you can't help. Be like, yeah, okay, yeah. It's like gives you a little bit of pride, but you can't quite let them know that, right? You got to keep them on their heels. Flazify, what up, dude? Thank you, bro. Should I get a Moss or an Allen jersey? That's a really good question, bro. Honestly, I don't think you can go wrong. But if you want to really hedge, I would say probably, I don't know. That's a tough one. I would say Allen, if you want to be sure that if you want to maximize the probability of, you know, it's a superstar. Moss, he's got a few games in a row now. But he's still green behind the ears. Like, I think he's going to continue to build a kind of stud platform here at a foundation, but it's still pretty early for Riley Mossack. What do you think on that before we grab Cody Dubb?
I'm going to give my default answer. Get a legacy jersey so you can never be disappointed. No injury, no contract. Nothing can impact that player. Elway, Terrell Davis, DT, as we're auctioning off tonight, anything. Just my opinion is always a legacy jersey, first and foremost.
Cody Dubb, a win and Nix is improving. I'm happy with it. Yes, just in case you missed it at the top of the show, Bo Nix finishes with 206 yards passing, two touchdowns, 117.2 quarterback rating. He also had eight rushes, 9 yards, and a rushing touchdown. So about, call it 220 yards from scrimmage, three total touchdowns coming into his own. That is for sure. We also have here Brian – McGahey relation? No, different spelling. Wasn't it? Wait. Hold on. Now I'm doubting myself.
I think it was double E.
Yeah, it is double E.
Carlos McGahey.
Cool though. Rad. Been watching you guys for years, and I just had to post on this. PS2 getting that pick six with another pick with Champ on the sidelines. Perfect. I forgot about that. Yeah, and Brian, dude, thank you for watching for years. It's a privilege for us to know that we have people who have been with us for years. Even if you're not active in the chat, and I'm not talking super chat, but like commenting every single chat. If you've been with us for years, bro, thank you. Seriously, means the world to us. But yeah, very symbolic, Zach, to have PS2 doing this thing like that with Champ on the sidelines. Howie freaking date.
And Brian, because you did super chat and you're, you know, a newer patron to the podcast, if you have any questions, any comments, please let us know, and we'll be sure to get to them before the night's over. Thank you.
We got the Ronk, hashtag the Ronk, checking in saying good evening, Chad and Zach on the Mile High Huddle podcast. Gut reaction, go Bo Broncos, holding down the fort for us as he does on Facebook. Thank you, bro. Deuce from New Orleans jumping in. Thank you, bro. I'm guessing. I need this Saints game in 2 weeks. It's going down in the dome. I'm in the building. Bronk. Yeah, right. Bronk dad. Hell, dude, that's dope. You're going to be – that would be – that's going to be an interesting game, Zach, because it's Peyton's homecoming, so to speak. Up until this last Jets game, he had a hard time finding much purchase in a revenge format, but I don't know. Do you think this is like a true revenge game? I mean, even if they want it to be, or even if they don't want it to be, Zach, I'm not sure they can avoid those tropes. You know what I mean? Because he did retire, then come back a year later and force the Saints to trade his rights and kind of put him through a coaching change. So like, even if Peyton has nothing but love for New Orleans, they're not happy with how they feel like he left them hanging.
I mean, they called week two a revenge game because of Russell Wilson, and Russ didn't even play. So You're right. It's all about the narratives and the what can drive the hype of the game. It's going to be a tough matchup. Short week at New Orleans, a lot of emotion and fuel for the Saints to come away. They have a tough defense. They have an explosive offense. It's going to be tough for the Broncos to walk away from there with a W, but certainly, Chad, not impossible.
Anthony Pennington jumping in. Mims and the return game today. Yeah. Yeah. It was nice to see him really start showing out there. I mean, he's been okay. But today Mims had two punt returns that he returned for 54 yards. And then Tremont Smith had two kick returns for 61 yards with a long of 38. So, I mean, that field position for a young offense, the floodgates open in the second half of this one, but still it's a young offense finding its way. That field position matters. I mean, it always matters in football, but it's even more crucial.
Yeah. Shout out Mike Westhoff, Ben Kotwika, the Broncos special teams 2 years in a row. Now is looking excellent. Jordan Mall. I hope I didn't mispronounce your name. $5 super buck that nation. LOL. It's the win that we finally needed. Absolutely. Jordan or Jordan.
Dude, that's rad. We've got a Jamal Killings. We've got a Jordan Mall, you know, straight Siths in the house, dude. I love it. Rodney Garcia, thank you for that super chat, big dog. You've been with us a long time as a super chat superstar. So thank you, Rodney. Really appreciate you, big dog. Okay, we're at 47 minutes. Riptide's jumping in again to say 11 is a franchise record, two records today. 11 different receivers. Is that what he's talking about? Okay. Really? I didn't realize that. I haven't looked at any of the PR stuff the Broncos will be sending out because we're live right now that has that kind of stuff. So interesting. Miguel Santistevan, thank you for that, Riptide. 4 years away, 4 years, way too long for that dub. That was good for the soul. Yeah. But see, that's milk that's been spilt. No use crying over it. They got the win. We move on. You know, we can still joke like, hey, no one beats the Broncos 17 times in a row. But exhale. That's over. It's over with the Raiders as well. And, man, Max Crosby, dude, I covered that like a freaking dog on a bone all week long because I knew he was going to be a key to this thing. And sure enough,
yep,
he ends up playing and wreaking havoc. Michaela jumping in again. Come on, people, she says. Pound that like button. We're at 373, so we've unlocked the one jersey, but if we can get over 500 while we're still live, guys, there will be even more treats to dish out. And right now, there's still over 600 people with us live on YouTube. So hit that like button, y'all. Frankie A, great to see you, big dog. Thank you for the super chat. Saying, hey, gentlemen, it's been a while since I've super chatted. We have missed you. I didn't want to say anything. We have missed you. Hope you've been well, big dog. The Broncos sure do look legit. Down go the Raiders, indeed. And let them burn, baby. Let them burn and suffer and sin, right, in Vegas. Eric Flynn, what's up, bro? Good to see you. Appreciate the stars on Facebook, my dog. Much love and respect. BNS jumping in. Shame. That pass Franklin dropped was sick. Yeah. I know that would have been like the Bo Nix highlight of the season. It would have been, right? Like his only long touchdown. I mean, going into today, he only had one for the season. So now he's got three. And Riptide, New Orleans is not a revenge game. Okay. All right. But Bo Nix on the season. So let's see, Zach. Three passing. Is it four rushing? Four picks. How many rushing touchdowns? I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up. Hold up. Hang tight. Bo Nix, Pro Football Reference. Doesn't count today yet. So going into today, he had, let me go to his rushing. Rushing, he had two touchdowns. So three and three. So three passing touchdowns, four picks, three rushing touchdowns. And next week, Zach, I'm confident against the Chargers, he'll get into the plus column on the touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah, and I just read that the Broncos are 2-point home underdogs for that game, week six against the Chargers. So we'll see. We'll see.
Before we grab Dave from Georgia, what's the last thing we heard on Herbert?
He's tough, man. I'm not the biggest fan of Justin Herbert, but he plays through a lot of pain and really crappy offensive line, shocking with Harbaugh there, but I think he's going to play coming off the bye, Chad.
We have plenty of time, guys, to get into the Chargers. For now, let's continue our revelry of the Broncos. Just Malachi Crunch and the Raiders. Dave from Georgia, what's up, bro? Rocking his Buckham t-shirt. Normally, or oftentimes, I should say, you and I would be twins right now, just like the Papa Bear. I rock mine all the time. Love you, big dog. Been with us a long time. Says, another great win. Looking like a team, all caps. Can't wait to play the Chiefs. Hashtag Broncos country. Hashtag do you believe? I do. But I've been believing since April 27th or whatever that was. Marcus Lewis Hanna from across the pond. I wrote about this, in fact, today, Marcus. What's happening with Greg Dulcich? In case you missed it, gang, when the Broncos unveiled their inactives list for today, Greg Dulcich, Zach, was a healthy scratch. A healthy scratch. So break it down for Marcus what the implications of that are, because you saw Kroll and Troutman involved in the game plan. Just for what it's worth, real fast, Troutman, one catch, 19 yards. Kroll, one for five. So two total targets, nothing to go crazy about, but conspicuously a healthy scratch was Greg Dulcich.
Yeah, and because he's trash, I really hate to be so blunt and disrespectful, but when you can't catch passes that come your way, when you can't block on the line of scrimmage as a tight end, and when you're not doing your job, you don't deserve to play. So I'm really happy the Broncos gave Kroll a chance. I'm really happy they're sitting the players that are not being effective, because Dulcich, we saw it live with our own eyes, Chad, in that Steelers game. It's hard to watch when he's on the field. Point blank. Okay,
guys, we're about out of here. We're at 399 likes on YouTube. Still so many of you. You're with us, but are you with us? Hit that like button, y'all. I got to read this to you because it's on the subject of Dulcich. So this was Peyton on Wednesday. What do you got to do to get Dulcich more involved? Quote, that's a great question, and we're working through different personnel groupings. We have to keep finding creative ways where not – even just on third down, but first and second down. Obviously, last week was a little bit more challenging, talking about the rain in at MetLife, but it's still a work in progress, close quote. Here's the bottom line. If you can't be trusted on first and second down as a tight end to be perceived by the defense as a plausible blocker, then basically every time you're on the field, it's a tell. It's a complete key and a tell. Now, you can get away with that, Zach, when you have a boss veteran like Peyton Manning or Drew Brees or Tom Brady. Your tight ends don't need to be, you know, phenomenal, well-rounded. They can be that pass-catching Aaron Hernandez, that Gronk. But with this team, that's still the linchpin. The running game is such the linchpin for everything else opening up. Until Dulcich gets that aspect of his game locked down, this is probably status quo. Eddie, glad you guys remember me. Much love. Of course we remember Eddie Vasquez, dude. Oh, gee, like I would, in my mind's eye, you go all the way back to the first year Zach and I started doing these as live streams. So that would have been 2019, the season of 2019. 100% two for PS2. Thank you, bro. Yeah, great to see you. And then, Scott, let's grab the Lady D because we got to dip on out of here. Okay. Oh, did I miss that? Oh, I see. My bad. We've caught up on Lady D. Let me take one last look at the chat here before we dip on out. And we've got BLD2342. What's up, Baldy? Bold. How about Bold? That's better than Baldy. Bold. Bold232. Glad to finally beat the Raiders. I know, dude. That monkey is off our backs. We can march forward. Zach, just a quick look ahead. They illustrated this during the broadcast, but this coming week, it's home against the Chargers. Then we're on the road for a short turnaround Thursday night football at the Saints. Then we're back home against the Panthers. Then it starts getting kind of gnarls Barkley. Not to say that the Saints aren't going to be tough or the Chargers, but you got after the Panthers, the Ravens on the road, the Chiefs on the road, the Falcons at home, which it's Kirk Cousins. They're going to be buttoned up doing their thing. Then you're on the road against the Raiders, and you still – it's good that you snapped the streak, but you still have never won in that stadium. Then you're home against the Browns. You're home against the Colts. You're on the road to Chargers, on the road Bengals, home against the Chiefs. So there's your rundown of what remains of the schedule, guys. And we're going to get to a few quick matters of business, and then we're going to do a raffle. So hang tight. Don't leave quite yet.
One game at a time. That was the MHH podcast. Another tremendous installment as always, y'all. If you haven't done so yet, please follow us on Twitter at the MHH pod. You can follow the main account on Twitter at Mile High Huddle, Chad at Chad N. Jensen, myself at Kelberman NFL, and Scott, our producer, at Scout Kennedy. If you guys want some merch like we're rocking each and every single podcast, check out mhhmerch.com and get you some. If you haven't done so yet, drop us a like at facebook.com/milehighhuddlepod. You can find us on Instagram at mile_high_huddle. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you're leaving your Football Priest a 5-star in every single month. But most importantly, please subscribe, like, and share this video and every video you see on the MHH channel. It really helps us grow and reach more Broncos fans just like you.
All right, guys. Sorry for the delay there. I'm just communicating with Mr. Producer to get this giveaway right. Okay, guys. We got to, let's see, where are we at? We're at 56 minutes. We're about to sign off. Oh, man. We're at 419, guys. We're so close to the 500 while we're live. I'll keep it rolling 5 more minutes. Okay. If we can get to 500, we'll do the additional raffle. But this raffle, it's going to, and this is Mr. Producer doing the random raffle through an online widget from the people that are in the chat. This bad boy, the last of the Demaryius Thomas RIP jerseys, all right, it's going to BK. On YouTube, B/K on YouTube. This is for you, big dog. And in order to make sure it gets to you, send us an email, milehighhuddle@gmail.com, with your shipping address. And this is a large Demaryius Thomas, officially licensed. And we'll if we can get to 500, guys, we're at 426. We're almost there. And there's still how many in the room? There's still 500 people in the room right now. So hurry and hit the like before we dip. D-Dub, wouldn't be a true reveille gut reaction with a Raiders curb stomping without D-Dub jumping in, making his presence felt. Love you, dude. Thank you, brother. Saying, dipping in, great win for Broncos fans. It feels good, doesn't it? Feels good. Flex, baby. It's going to be a great week. Your Denver Broncos going into week 6 are 3-2. They, Zach, have climbed out of the 0-2 hole already.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, Dale, thank you so much. And Chad's right, it wouldn't be a gut reaction without you here, but it's so nice doing these gut reactions with a victory spin and not a losing spin on them. And three in a row now for Denver is incredible. Got to keep it going. Another divisional game coming up next week, but they keep playing like this together, Chad, and you know, progressing and not regressing. They're going to be a tough out every week.
I'm just doing a quick glance over here. Okay, copy. Just doing a quick glance over, make sure we didn't miss a super chat. Killing time, guys. We're at 4:44. We're 50 away, but we're running out of time because I got to go. I got to go get some articles. Right now I'm sitting on a Luke Patterson takeaways. I'm sitting on Mike Evans, studs and duds, and they got to go up. So we're about out of time. Hit that. Smash it right now. But I'm just doing a quick glance back here. Make sure we didn't miss anybody. In the meantime, Zach, while I do that, We'll buy a couple more minutes time because I want to raffle something else. I want to raffle something else rad. Your biggest studs today, Zach, studs and duds, not counting PS2, not counting Bo Nix.
Well, that's tough taking those two away. I think Javonte played really well. I know it wasn't a 300-yard Derrick Henry type game, but over 100 yards of scrimmage, I believe, Chad, 50 yards receiving, averaged well over 4 yards a carry. He looked like the old Javonte and a continuation of what we saw last week. I want to give a shout-out as well to Riley Moss, who hasn't been getting the credit in the last couple weeks and been developing under PS2. One of the toughest assignments in the NFL is playing quarterback opposite PS2, and he has killed it, and today he's finally getting some shine. So he's my MVP for sure.
I'm going to throw Jaleel McLaughlin a stud ball because that extra effort to stretch for the pylon, you know, on a day where maybe things aren't going the Broncos' way, that gets reversed. But not today, baby. Not today, because it was the Broncos' day to be won. I'll throw also, as far as studs, I'm going to throw in Zach Allen, who was just beast mode. I'm going to throw in Jonathan Cooper got a sack. Nick Benito got a sack. Love seeing that production continue. You mentioned Riley Moss. I'm also going to give some flowers to Lil Jordan Humphrey, who ended up with 2 receptions, Zach, on 2 targets, 48 yards. The Broncos' leading receiver today, Javonte Williams, 5 receptions for 50 yards. Cortland Sutton gets I'll give him the stud because that extra effort that he did on the one to pick up a first down and then that pass down the sideline, I'm going to throw Sutton in there. Troy, sorry, buddy, you're a dud today. Troy Franklin was the dud, but you're on the right track, big dog. Keep your chin up. Stick with Bo Nix. He's going to get you over the finish line. And I think for the I'll throw Marvin Mims in, Zach, as a stud, contributing both on offense and specials today. And then I'm going to also throw in Justin Sternad, who had 9 tackles today, Zach. So that's my comprehensive list of studs and duds. And, guys, we're out of time. I'm going to just refresh this and see where we're at. We're so close, but I got to go. We're at 466. So I'll tell you what. You guys, it's a different animal, okay, algorithmically. When we hop off, the stream ends, and you keep liking the video, it's still beneficial, but it's a slightly different algorithmic benefit to the channel. Get it to 1,000 by the time we're here tomorrow. So if you're listening live now, or if you're listening a half an hour, you hear me say this. Like the video. If this is over 1,000 when Zach and I show up tomorrow night to do the Aftermath podcast, we'll do the other special raffle. Adrian, did you catch Sean's pressure? He called Bo Ferris Bueller. LOL, go Broncos. Not yet, dude. We've been live since the final gun, so we haven't caught that quite yet, but we're looking forward to it. Thank you, Adrian. And Zach did our matters of business, so I'm going to give some shouts. This will buy you a little bit more time, guys, to get over. We're 475, okay? So hopefully by the end of this, these shouts to the Super Chat superstars and supporters, we can get there today before we're off. David Youngkin, shouts. William Shaw, Taylor Christensen, Riptide. We got William. Zeebo, Down in Oz, The Papa Bear, Patriot Tex, David Wilder, Ted Wunderlich, Chris Hernandez, Baller, Jamal Killings, Chris Chances, The Brainstorm, Christopher, RB, Lawrence Rivera, Alexander, Alan Stark, Clay Wise, let's see, Daniel Garcia, The Noster, George Fox, Bugmeister, Brian Smith, let's see, Brendacho in the Hizzy, Diamond Rattler, Legend, Robert Audison, The Duchess, Michaela Parker, Phil McLaughlin, across the pond, by the way, in Dublin, Clay Wise, did I already get Clay? Brandon Williams, Lee Bowden, Brian Stacy Morgan, let's see, the Lady D, of course. Sebastian Walker, Steve Hale, DJ Capo, Eddie Vasquez, Flazify, Cody Dubb, Brian McGahee, Howie Freaking Day, The Ronk, Deuce from New Orleans, Broncos are coming to you soon, big dog, Anthony, Pennington, Jordan Mall, Rodney Garcia, let's see, Miguel Santisteban, another key member, Frankie A, Eric Flynn, BNS, you guys, I got to do this. You guys deserve this, okay? Dave from Georgia, Marcus Lewis, let's see, got a couple doubles here, BLD2342, D-Dub, Adrian, and then Christ Reigns jumping in, Wilson jersey, super cheap. Is it worth getting even though he was a bum? Still a Broncos jersey, right? Hey, that's up to you to decide, my friend. I don't see anything wrong with it, though. I don't see anything wrong with it. Still was a Bronco. And here, I'm going to refresh. Here we are. Sorry, guys. Got to go. We're at 476. I love you. Get it over 1,000, and we'll do that raffle tomorrow. Get this episode on YouTube over 1,000. We'll still do this additional raffle.
Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy this victory. We'll see you tomorrow for the Aftermath episode. Take care, and as always, go Broncos.
Head on over to milehighhuddle.com for all things Broncos.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.